That was Hubtones, Kumasi, Washington on 88.5 KNKX.
Where you are connected to the School of Jazz and our guest DJ tonight, Bridget Shelton. She's a senior bass player with the high school jazz band at Bainbridge Island High School, the group under the direction of Chris Thomas. Bridget, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here. Kumasi, Washington, boy, that was an epic tune going 9 minutes. Tell me why you picked that interesting tune to start.
I like Hubtones because it's kind of like controlled chaos, and the layering of it is just so beautiful, and the dynamics just create this sense of emotion, and that just keeps you hooked through the whole song. It's just really beautiful.
So, Bridget, tell me a little bit about how you got hooked on music. We were talking a little bit before we started about how your parents got you interested in some interesting music when you were young.
Yes, my dad used to play me Hun Her Too, which is a Tuvan throat singing band, and from an early age, my mind just kind of like expanded with like all of these interesting different like genres of music that brought me onto like different things later in my life.
I think one of the things I'm hearing from young jazz players more and more these days is the idea of genres being not worth talking about, that it's all just music. And I think if you're growing up listening to Tuvan throat singers, then it's all just music from there on out, isn't it?
Exactly.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about playing the bass a little bit later in the show, but up next we've got one of the most talented young bass players in jazz. She's also a wonderful singer. Tell me how you heard about Esperanza Spalding for the first time.
I think I heard it at Eckstein Middle School, and Mr. Escobedo,
right.
He really challenged us to look at different people, and he played us some musicians, and I thought, hey, there are more people out there that's not just like the classics. So I just kind of fell in love with her and her voice.
You can connect to more information on the School of Jazz at knkx.org. Our guest DJ tonight, Bridget Shelton from Bainbridge Island High School.
This is Precious by Esperanza Spalding on 88.5 KNKX.
La, 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 la.
Love the way I fit some ideal, not the real woman you've yet to understand. See, love ain't no heaven, and I am no angel. Do the best I can. You always wanted something more from my body, and said you needed something more from my loving. But all you got was me, and that's all that I can be. I'm sorry if it let you down. Enough was getting real low. It takes more than pressure to change rock to diamond. Now all you have is sand slipping through your fingers. You always wanted something more from my body, and said you needed something more from my loving. But all you got was me, and that's all that I can be. I'm sorry if it let you down. Sit around and waste my precious divine energy, trying to explain and being ashamed of what you think is wrong with me. Thank you. mind explaining, being ashamed of what you think is wrong with me. No.
Thank you.
Korea and Return to Forever. That was Spain on 88.5 KNKX.
Where you're connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ, Bridget Shelton. She's a senior bass player with the high school jazz band at Bainbridge Island. And Bridget, boy, wonderful piece. One of the classics of early modern jazz. I guess I would call that early modern jazz with all the electronic keyboards and electric bass. Now, you are strictly an upright bass player, am I right?
Yes, I'd say so.
What drew you to the bass for the first time?
The earthiness of the bass is what drew me to it, and just the feeling of the vibrations against your whole body is something that's, I would call it magical, because I can create this more personal connection with the upright rather than with the electric bass. It's more of like, okay, here's the fret, here's the note.
Yeah, tell me about the connection you have with the other members of your band at Bainbridge Island and the jazz band there.
I'm kind of a social butterfly, so I am friends with a lot of the rhythm section people and also the saxophones, which I'm in a combo with. So it's really fun to like all hang out with my buddies and jam. And so it's a good time. It was our band director that kind of said, okay, I'm going to put you in combos and this is how you're going to learn, which I think is true, to like figure out how to solo and how to communicate with others. So it's really beneficial.
Yeah, it's definitely a different game than the big band. We've got a big band coming up next, the Kashmir Stage Band. Tell me a little bit about this group. I had not heard of this band before.
They are, I think they're a high school group from Texas. And I didn't realize that they were a high school group until we played this song last year at my school. And my band director just said, oh, this is a high school band. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And being a high schooler, I could not imagine playing something like this. But yeah, I was in awe.
Bridget Shelton is our School of Jazz guest DJ. More information at knkx.org. And stick around, Kashmir Stage Band coming up with Zero Point.
writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and also lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and also lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
You're connected to the School of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. I've been telling everybody creativity is it. And when you run in, you know what I'm saying? You get off the track and you start doing a mountain climb. And literally all your gold, everything you have is going from this mountain. While everybody's running around on this track, you can have this all this stuff is all to yourself. And that's where creativity is, you know what I mean? And when I see musicians and I see people, when they get caught up in it, this is how you get, you know, the top 40 all sound the same. And everybody's just trying to get that next But it's this one cat that just got off the track. He blows up because he's found his own way. You know what I mean? And it's almost like you don't get it there. You don't get yours there. You get your way over here by yourself. And that's, it's been my thing. Stay there, like never ever compete, because the deal is that when you out here like this, everyone else's success is your success too.
R plus R equals now, featuring Christian Scott on trumpet, The Night in Question. This is 88.5 KNKX.
And that's our School of Jazz guest DJ, Bridget Shelton. You're connected to our School of Jazz on 88.5, and a wonderful piece there from R plus R equals now, a super group of modern musicians featuring a spoken word from actor Terry Crews there. I love that. Bridget, tell me a little bit about how you got connected to R plus R equals now.
Through some friends. But I was really drawn to it because of the lo-fi aspect of it and how Christian Scott mutes his trumpet in a certain way that just creates this completely different sound that's really hip to listen to.
And that Terry Crews spoken word bit at the end, so charming. I mean, he's like, seems like such a sweet guy. But the message he's got there is the epitome of jazz, talking about artistic freedom and artistic individuality. Can you relate that to your own perspective on jazz and music?
I think one of the reasons why I'm so drawn to jazz is that it's based on improvisation. And so you can create this really individual sound, just like how Christian Scott was doing on the trumpet. It's really beautiful how jazz is this huge umbrella, but like there's so many different things that are classified as jazz, and it can be molded to individuals.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you are a senior in high school. I got to ask the obvious question here. What do you do with your musicianship? What's the plan for next year for college?
I think I'm going to try to find some sort of groups that would take me in, I guess, and just play for fun. I can never give it up. It was something that will always be in my life.
Even the professionals making a living out of jazz, the whole idea is to have some fun. And we've got a group doing just that. The Mingus Big Band is just ahead. Stick around for that next with our School of Jazz guest DJ Bridget Shelton from Bainbridge Island High School's Jazz Band. Connect at knkx.org.
That was the Mingus Big Band playing Haitian Fight Song on the album Blues and Politics. This is 88.5 KNKX.
And that's Bridget Shelton, our School of Jazz guest DJ, a senior at Bainbridge Island. She plays bass in the high school jazz band there. Bridget, Blues and Politics, wonderful album. And certainly Charles Mingus was into politics. That was his kind of civil rights protest song, the Haitian Fight Song. And I wonder if you could talk about the power of music to make a difference in the world and to bring people together and be a positive force.
I think that music is so wonderful because it conveys emotion. You can feel the emotion without having a visual of somebody like with pain. You can hear it in their playing. And I think it's really interesting how one could hear the pain of the song and what he's trying to express. And someone may hear it and think, huh, that's really just like the raw expression of it is very awesome.
Yeah, you get his point without hearing a single word. Now, Bridget, we bookended your show tonight, your hour of music with Kamasi Washington, a little Controlled Chaos to start, and then the Haitian Fight Song to finish, again, that Controlled Chaos. But both songs throughout had that kind of solid bass line running through. And as a bass player, I wonder if you consider yourself a solid anchor in a crazy, chaotic world.
I think so.
That's kind of a little bit of an extreme question, but I love that. Great answer. Sadly, Bridget, we are out of time for tonight. This was a great hour of jazz. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And remember, you can connect to the School of Jazz. Check out Bridget's full playlist. Find out how you can get involved at the website, knkx.org.